High in the mountains of Ardinia, a princess and her love stood at a crossroads. It was time to say goodbye. Tears hung in the corners of Princess Amarande's eyes as she summoned the strength it would take to part. Standing before her, Luca's jaw worked as she drew a shaky breath. When the words didn't come, unable to rise past her heart, she took one last look at him. Luca stood there, clean, tall, broad-shouldered, but dressed almost as if in mourning. A boy in black. Her boy in black. Amarande, meanwhile, was a bedraggled confection in the blood-stained tatters of her wedding dress. The lifeblood of Prince Renard of Pyrenees never had rinsed clean, the vestige of her murderous decision running the length of the entire bodice in a rusted chocolate brown. Still, Amarande wore the gown. It was evidence of the wedding she'd been forced into and then ended by taking Renard's life. If she had truly brought war to Ardinia's doorstep via regicide, she needed proof of what had actually happened.
Come with me, princess.
Luca pressed the back of her hand to his lips. His eyes, golden and fierce as the summer sun above, never left her face. Oh, and she wanted to go with him. To the torrent, this time of his own volition, not tied to the back of a horse. Blackmailed to force her hand into a marriage with Renard that would have made that cruel boy king of Pyrenees. She had him back. Alive, hers. Their love out in the open under the wide sky. The last thing she wanted to do was to leave him. But to be together forever, they both knew they must part. There was no other way. He would go west to the torrent, the land that should by all rights be his. She would go north to the Itsby, the Ardinian castle they called home. That was how it must be. They'd been over it for the last few days in the close quarters of the pirate ship, Gatsal. Running through every scenario, as they charted a course from the port of Pyrenees, through the divide and into the East Sea, sweeping around the lip of the continent of the sand and sky, to the port of Ardinia. Every facet of possibility, probability, exposed to the light and considered, as they ate their fill of saltwater fish, cleaned their wounds and lay on the deck, letting the same sun that had drained them in the torrent recharge their spent muscles and creaking bones. No matter how they approached it, no matter how many questions they raised, no matter how many reactions they predicted from each of the players, Ardinia, Pyrenees, Basilica, Marcel, the torrent, this plan always emerged the strongest. Amarande first to Ardinia, tasked with stabilizing the throne after the death of her father and shoring up its defenses from Pyrenees' retaliation for the murder of Prince Renard. Next, she'd join Luca and the pro-Ottoa resistance in the torrent, overthrow the warlord and restore peace and sovereignty to the kingdom of Torrents. And then, finally, the princess of Ardinia and the Otsukumi Luca, the rightful heir of Torrents, would stare down the remainder of the sand and sky, hand in hand, never to be apart again. Her eyes met his, her best friend, her love, her future. Amarande's father, King Sendoa, whose murder had ignited all of this, always had the words for a moment such as this one. Just like he always had a plan.
Survive the battle. See the war.
The princess drew a breath, this time not so shaky. I will come to you. Luca smiled, dimples flashing.
Of that, I have no doubt.
She closed the sliver of space between them. Mindful not to apply pressure to his bandaged chest, she drew her arms around Luca's neck. His lips met hers halfway. Amarande's eyes closed as she let the rest of her senses record this moment. The slip of his hands down the small of her back. The beat of his heart, sure and steady to her ear. The solid warmth of him, bolstered by the spicy scent of the clove oil applied twice daily to the horror slashed across his chest. The damage Prince Talifer created with tinctures and madness had been sewn up on the ship, but healing had only just begun. For a moment, Amarande was back in the foyer of Pyrenees, glittering Belringe Castle, Renard staring daggers at her as she whispered a very similar goodbye. A different crossroads that. Luca to confinement under the watch of Talifer. Amarande to dress for a marriage to Renard she did not want. What had come next had not gone well.